And welcome now to the midday for a Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and you may recall that 2018 is the centennial year for Leonard Bernstein, and a lot of music in the air as the year draws to a close from Leonard Bernstein, and that includes a concert upcoming this weekend with the Madison Symphony, John Demain conducting, and Christopher Taylor, the pianist, in works by Bernstein, On the Town, and the Candide Overture, and then welcome to the Midday Kit.
Thank you very much.
Tell us about anxiety.
Well, it's a remarkable piece. He titled it his second symphony, but basically it's a piano concerto, and he drew inspiration for it from a poem by Auden entitled The Age of Anxiety. And so in a very loose way, the concerto, symphony, whatever it is, derives its structure from that poem.
And so as a pianist, how do you approach it?
Well, I mean, it's I suppose it's not so different from approaching any other piano concerto. It's a very, very brilliant and very idiomatic work, and it captures, the essence of the Bernstein sound and style.
Yeah, it's from, I guess, midpoint, about, 1948, 49?
That's right. That's right. He composed a first version in which he had this curious idea that for the last section, the last movement, the pianist would sit it out completely, play nothing until the very last chord.
Uh-huh. It doesn't work that well in theater, but in music it is done more often, I guess.
Well, it was sort of an interesting concept, but I guess he decided ultimately it was a loser, and so he rewrote the last movement about 10 years later, In the current version, which is the one I'll be playing, the pianist does do some stuff in the last
movement. I bet he does. Very visual stuff, too, I dare say. Also on that program will be Beethoven's Seventh, just to get a couple of B's involved there. And now you have recorded some time ago now the Franz Liszt's Transcendental Etudes, and transcendental in their difficulty, I would guess, among other things.
That's right. That's right. Well, it's curious, actually. The title, as it's given in German, it's he gave it the title Etudes in Order of Increasing Difficulty.
Did he?
But either way, they're all difficult, even the first one. So, but it's an unbelievable collection of pieces, and not just finger exercises, but real poems of music, and some of his most sophisticated works, I think.
And with this one called The Wild Hunt, we can imagine that there will be some fast-flying fingers there.
That is a correct assumption, yeah.
Christopher Taylor.
Thank you.
The Wild Hunt by Franz Liszt from the Transcendental Etudes, played by Christopher Taylor. And after, 12 or 13 years, Kit, what do you think?
Well, you know, it's not too bad. But it's always a strange sort of out-of-body experience to listen to your own recordings and trying to urge that other guy on. Hope that he does the right thing.
It sounded like he did the right thing to me. And we, a couple of times now, two or three times in the last few years, we have gone to various landmarks in Wisconsin that happen to have landmark pianos, I guess you could say.
Right.
One of which was the Black Point Estate overlooking Lake Geneva, a state historic site, which has a vintage piano there. And on that occasion, this was October of last year, you played a collection of Schubert and Rachmaninoff. And would you like to hear one of the Rachmaninoff? See what you think of that?
Sure. Let's see what happens. Thank you.
Well, you know, as a pianist, Kit, you are unlikely to take your piano with you when you travel around and perform, and so you always have to make an adjustment, don't you, to a particular keyboard?
That's right. That's right. It's one of the great challenges of this particular instrument. Sometimes, though, it's very rewarding. You get to play a fantastic, fabulous new instrument that's unlike anything you've played before. Other times, though, you have to wrestle with an uncooperative beast.
But there's a lot of history in some of those keyboards out there, and so you're playing history as much as you're playing
music. That's right. And the evolution of the instrument over time is a fascinating topic in itself.
Yeah, it's still ongoing, and I suppose even at times controversial as to whether the latest keyboard innovation is doing as much service to the music as some of the earlier ones?
Yeah. It's of course, the rate of change has been slower over the past 100 years than it was in the previous 100 years when it was a complete transmogrification.
Yeah. Well, another of the pianos that you played, this was 2 years ago now, August of 2016, they call it the Noel Coward Piano at Ten Chimneys over there in Genesee Depot. And it's certainly a work of art to look at.
Yeah.
White piano with the inside of the lid has got this, I'll call it a Rococo painting, kind of a pastoral scene in keeping with the rest of the interior of the drawing room there at Ten Chimneys. We don't know if Noel Coward ever actually played the piano, but he was such a frequent visitor to Lunton Fantan there at Ten Chimneys that it's fair play to name the piano for him. This was a... what you'd call a baby grand? You remember? It's a 1930s piano, if I remember correctly.
I think it might be sort of one step up from baby grand.
That sounds right, yeah, but it's certainly not one of your 9/6s or anything that. Certainly not designed for that kind of playing. But you, on that occasion, played almost all of the 24 Chopin preludes.
Right.
And here are some of them.
Thank you.
some of the preludes by Frederic Chopin, played on the Noel Coward piano at Ten Chimneys in Genesee Depot, Wisconsin, another one of those fun places to visit. The pianist for the occasion there in the drawing room, Christopher Taylor, who is playing The Age of Anxiety with the Madison Symphony this weekend.
Right.
Leonard Bernstein, that will be quite the thing to see and hear. And also on the program, Beethoven 7th, as well as the Overture to Candide, and three dance episodes from On the Town. How's it going?
Well, we had our first rehearsal last night, and it was nice because John Demain gave us, you know, lots of time to iron out the kinks. I mean, it's not a piece that the Madison Symphony has done before, I believe. And I've done it maybe twice before, so, but there was some coordination and sure, polishing to be done, but not too bad. And the third movement, I call it the third movement, but it's actually part of the second half is entirely for percussion and the solo pianist, and it's extremely, extremely groovy, extremely jazzy, and it's really a riot. It's a dynamite movement. The rhythm is quite complicated, and so there's some coordination there. Particularly considering that the percussionists, you know, are 50 feet away at the back of the stage, so getting things tight is a fun challenge.
I can imagine. Well, I'm sure you'll be up to it. And thanks for stopping by and sharing some of your music and some of your insights, Christopher Taylor.
Thank you.